Praise God. I'm excited. I came with a heart of expectation. I thank God already in advance for what he's going to do. It's kind of interesting. I had my brother share this morning with the teachers and the workers at the 10 o'clock gathering. And if you looked at my notes and what I've been studying, he just spoke right along with what I was going to say right now. Amen. We're related and we do have kindred spirits. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon us because he's anointed us to preach good news, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty the captive and open the prison doors to them that are bound, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And this is the accepted day of the Lord. This is the accepted day of the Lord. It's a now time. It's a today time. Jesus told us, he said, go preach the gospel to every creature and he that believes. Now, believes comes from the Greek word pistuo, and in pistuo means to have faith in. He says, them that believe and are baptized, and he's not just talking about water. Jesus has come with the Holy Ghost and with fire, okay? There's a circumcision inside that's done in the operation of the Spirit of God. And he says, but these things shall follow them that believe. Hey, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say perhaps. He said they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Amen. So look with me in Galatians chapter 3 this morning, and let's see where the Lord wants to take us. Because you know what's going to arise in the house is faith for now. Not faith for next week, not faith for next year, but now faith. Faith's going to arise in the atmosphere so people can be healed, so people can be set free. Amen? Hallelujah. So look with me in Galatians. Now, Paul is writing to the church of Galatia. They had received by grace Jesus Christ. They had taken communion, but all of a sudden they were trying to add the works of the law with grace. Amen. God wants you to understand that the Apostle Paul said in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look the one next to you and say, through Jesus Christ, we have been justified. Amen. So look what Paul is saying to the church of Galatia in Galatians chapter 3, verse number 1. He says, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The title of this morning's message is Impressed to Express. And we're going to look at to examine, to exercise, and to experience. And we're speaking about faith. So can we all lift our word together in the sanctuary today? Can we make a declaration together? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear your word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every last one that is in this room. Father, I pray right now, Father God, remove me, get me out of your way. Spirit of the living God, speak through this vessel today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer gathered here today. And when all is said and done and accomplished, you'll receive all the glory, you'll receive all the honor, and you will receive all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Smile, it's all good. Amen. Look with me in Romans chapter 10. We're going to talk about it, to examine. The Apostle Paul in Galatians was talking about the hearing of faith. And we know in Galatians 10, 17, the word of God says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So faith, as the word goes forth, faith is going to increase in the house. The Apostle Paul, it's kind of interesting because I believe the Apostle Paul was reflecting on what Jesus said in John chapter 5. So turn with me to John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse number 24. The word of God says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him. Not only hearing, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but we need to hear and believe. Hear and believe. It's two-part. It's just not about hearing the gospel. I've got to believe it. He says that he that hears and believes on him that sent me have everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. In other words, what he says, when I hear and believe, amen, all of a sudden there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. We're a new creation, as my brother has said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. So it begins with a faith act. I hear, I believe, amen, and then I have to do something else. I have to speak. I have to speak. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, he said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if I confess with the mouth, not just Jesus, but the Lord Jesus, the Lord, word Lord comes from the Greek word kyrios, which means supreme or above. I got to recognize him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He said, if I hear, believe, and confess with my mouth and acknowledge him as not just my Savior, but Lord of my life, thou shalt be saved. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, what are you talking about being saved for? Isn't everyone in the room saved? Well, I don't know. I'm not trying to judge anybody in the room. I'm working out my salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. I serve a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I haven't arrived yet. Amen. I'm on a journey. I'm a work in progress. Amen. I used to say that I was a mess in progress when somebody said that you shouldn't be calling yourself a mess. Well, I know that God's taking my mess and he made a message out of it. Amen. God's not wasting anything. No matter what's happened in your life, whatever God has delivered you from, whatever God has brought you out of, is for the benefit of someone else too. Amen. Amen. God's going to heal some people in the room, not just for you, but as a witness of his goodness, of his grace, of his mercy and his love. That he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change. Amen. I don't know about you, but every time I mess up, you know what happens? love comes into the room. God doesn't come in to condemn me. He comes in to love me. While I was yet in my sin, he went to the cross for me. Amen? Amen? There ain't a perfect one in the room, but we serve a perfect Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not our perfectness. It's his perfectness working through and in you and I. Amen. Amen. But the Apostle Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. He says, we hear, we believe, we confess. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, I'm not here to examine you. I'm not the doctor. He is. I'm not the great physician. He is. Amen. So I'm not here to give you a checkup. But I'm here to give you the word of God to reach your neck up. It goes from your neck up to your heart. Amen. You've got to take that 18-inch journey. Hallelujah. Amen. He says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, he says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves how Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates or rejected. In other words, if you aren't 100% sure that Jesus is in your heart and life and that you're saved, the Bible says these things have been written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. This isn't a think so. This isn't a maybe so. This is a no so mentality. I know my Redeemer lives and he's alive and well because he's alive and well in this room, in your heart, in my life, and my heart and life too. Amen. That's when I sing that song. Just a moment there. Just a moment. It was just a moment. And things turned around. I was going this direction in one moment. Everything turned around. Amen. God is here to turn us around. Amen. He loves you. And he has a plan in his life. In your life, and his plan for you is for good. Good. We just sang that song. Do you really believe it? That he's a good, good father. Amen. And that he's in love with you. Hallelujah. God loves every last one in the room. Amen. People may have said things to you. People may have torn you down and said that you would never amount to anything. And they're liars. God's plan for your life is for good. He gives us a hope and he gives us an expected end. Amen? 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 I don't know if you understand it or not, but faith is increasing in this room even right now. You know why? Because God's word's being declared. Amen? And God is faithful. And God will do everything that he said he would do. Amen? I don't know about you, but sometimes when I hear the word and the truth, sometimes the truth hurts. But I'd rather not receive a lie that just makes me feel good. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. He said it's the truth that makes us free. Amen. Amen. This is the way, this is the truth, and this is the life for everyone in the room. Hallelujah. But he says not only for us to examine our faith, but we need to exercise it. We need to exercise our faith. So turn with me to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, he said, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, that he cursed it and it withered right in front of them, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. He didn't say maybe, perhaps. I don't know what mountain is standing in your way. It may be a physical mountain. It may be a spiritual mountain. It may be an emotional mountain. It may be mental, physical, spiritual, body. I don't know what mountain's in your way. There may be a mountain in your finances that's keeping you from the promises of God. God's saying to you and I, by faith, we can speak to that mountain. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. We have the power in the name of Jesus to exercise our faith. Jesus said, if you believe and you doubt not, you can say to this mountain, get out of here. Amen. Get out of here, mountain. You have no right in front of me. Amen. I'm a child of God. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is alive and well in me. And it's quickening my mortal body. It's bringing life to me. It's going to bring life to everything that I come in contact with. Amen. We're bearers of good things. We're bearers of love and of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, the Apostle Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, he's saying, and we have the same spirit of faith. For as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We believe, and therefore speak. What are you saying? Are we feeding the problem? Are we feeding the answer? Amen. What's coming out of our mouth? I'm going to take authority over every wicked demon there is. Amen. Amen. And when the wrong words come out of my mouth, and sometimes the wrong words come out of my mouth, I got to bind those words and call those words and curse those words to the grave. Because every seed sown accomplishes something. I don't want those words flying. All of a sudden, sometimes I slip up and something comes flying out. I got to retrieve that word. I got to take authority over that word. Lord, I curse that word that just went forth. I call it to the grave in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We can take authority over some things. Yeah. Amen. So many people don't understand it. God wants to heal everything. He's God. This week, I was in the park. I went to run. And there was a young lady. I ran past her. And I thought I recognized her, but she looked kind of familiar. And as she was going by again, the Holy Spirit said, that was the lady that was dying of cancer last year that you prayed for over by the bridge. I stopped the lady when I was running. I turned around. The Lord told me to go lay hands on her and pray for her. And she was so vibrant and alive. She says, and I'm cancer free. Amen. Amen. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord that heals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He is good. Hallelujah all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to me in James chapter 2. Verse number 26. Talking about exercising our faith. James says in verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead. The spirit leaves the body is dead, right? So faith without works is dead also. In other words, there's got to be some action taken with our faith. Amen. He said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore. Amen. When he said, go ye therefore, he transferred authority. Amen. We are men and women under authority. Amen. Amen. And God's going to heal and God's going to set free in this building today. Why? Because you came in this room with a measure of faith. Everyone in this room has a measure of faith. And these measures of faith are coming together to accomplish what God called them to do. Amen. So it isn't about me. It isn't about you. It's about him and we. Amen. We are the body of Christ, and we come together to glorify, to magnify, to exalt his name. You know what we come together to do? To get all that confusion out of our mind and build ourselves up so we can believe what God said. Amen. You know, faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So many times it's hard for me to believe for myself. Amen. It's just like that father that had the son that kept casting himself in the fire. He said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Amen. So when I might have a little belief, somebody behind me, a little unbelief, somebody beside me has got some extra belief. Amen. Amen. So we're going to put together our belief and kick the thief. Hallelujah. Because he's come to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give us life in the abundance thereof. Hallelujah. I don't know if you recognize it or not, but I'm a faith preacher. Hallelujah. I've seen God move too many mountains. I've seen God do too many things. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We serve a good, 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 good God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I think it was interesting. I had this light come on in my car. I took authority over the light. I went to the auto dealer, and the dealer gave me a bad report. And then God says to me, whose report are you going to believe? Hallelujah. Amen. Come on now. Hey, listen to me. Come on. He is God. If he could speak this world into existence, don't you think he can take care of that little need that you have? Come on. Come on. Come on. God wants to arise in this place. He wants the enemy to be scattered. Amen. It's time for us, the body of Christ, to start taking back what belongs to us. Amen. Amen. We're coming to take some things back. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. You don't understand what I'm going through. Well, you don't understand what Paul went through. He was whipped with 39 stripes 3 times. He was stoned to death, okay? He died and he was resurrected. Amen? He was abandoned. He was beaten. He was stripped down. And God still brought him up. And he was still giving a testimony of the goodness of God. Because God brought him out of it. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay.
Set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah.
I love my sisters. They're my sisters too, my twins, the twin sisters, my older sisters, and I love them because they have mercy on the congregation. Because if I start singing, everybody starts running away. No, God has a plan. Amen. God has a plan today. He said not only that, he tells us not to get the cart in front of the horse. Not, we're to examine ourselves. He says, examine yourselves. We're examining our faith. Then we're going to put our faith to work. We're going to exercise our faith. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to experience faith manifested. It's impressed to express to manifest. Hallelujah. God impressed us with the Spirit of God to give an expression to speak it forth so the manifestation will come. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a God that's alive and well. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't serving no dead God. Hallelujah. I'm serving one that's alive and living. He's alive, and he's alive in this room. Is anybody alive in this room? Then God's alive in this room. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I can feel some demons getting ready to leave. Hallelujah. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 is known as the faith chapter. So we're going to go there for just a second. We're looking at manifestation of the Spirit. Hebrews 11:33, the Word of God says, who through faith subdued kingdoms. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle isn't with people. If you have a face with the, on the battle, remove that face. We're not battling people. We're battling darkness. There's a battle here today for sickness, for health and well-being and people in this thing. And it's not with people. Amen? And I don't want to hear anybody say, well, their faith wasn't strong enough. It isn't about their faith. It's about all of our faith. Hello? Come on now. He says, hey, through faith, they subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. All the promises of God are what? I was wounded for your transgressions. I was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon me, and with my stripes you are healed. Are healed. In 1 Peter it says, were healed. It's done. It's complete. It's finished. When he said it is finished, it is done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, they obtained promises and they stopped the mouths of the lions. I'm going to change this for just for a second. And this is, I'm not taking this out of context because he did stop the mouth of lions. But what the Lord spoke to me just this moment, just now, the Holy Spirit said, and he stopped the mouth of liars. That he stopped the mouth of liars. Everyone that says something contrary to what God says is a liar, and there's no truth in them.
That's right.
Amen? There's no truth in them. Amen? So to look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. We're getting there. We're getting there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Verse number 19 says what? It says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? It's not my power. It's not your power. It's his power. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There is
power, power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would your evil of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. He is saying, hey, he says, we examine our faith. We exercise our faith. And then we experience faith manifested. You know, the Word of God says, and the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, he said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Amen? It's for everyone's benefit. Amen? So, what is God saying in closing today? What he is saying to you and I today, the writer of Hebrews says this in Hebrews 11:6. He says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen? Amen? So in closing today, what is he saying to you and I today? He is saying, hey, we're impressed by the Spirit to express, to manifest. In other words, he said, number one is we're to examine our faith, we're to exercise our faith, and we're to experience our faith. Hallelujah. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And as we spoke from the very beginning, Lord, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. First and foremost, Father God, if you're here today, and you're not 100% sure that you're saved, the word of God declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're not 100% sure, I would just let you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that is me. I'm not 100% sure. Is there anybody at all in this room? I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here? He says, behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Is that you? Father, we thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased by your blood. Father, I bind right now this spirit of confusion. I call that loosed in the name of Jesus. That this child that raised her hand, she is saved. She's redeemed. She's bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. Spiritually, Father God, I don't have a question of her salvation, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that as she looks at 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, she'll see it in her heart and her life that it belongs to her. Father, your word declared to us today that we're not only to examine our faith, we're to exercise our faith, and that we'll experience the manifestation. So today, with your salvation came healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And if you have a sickness or a disease and you need to be prayed for today, then you need the body to stand in agreement and faith for you, would you just get up and please start coming? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.